Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
You think putting yourself last makes you the strong one, but it's actually making you the smallest version of you. Somewhere along the way, you decided that taking care of yourself was selfish. And today, we're taking that belief apart. Welcome to the Exploration of Wonder. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, and your biggest fan. And if there's a topic that you would like to know more about and explore with me on this show, please let me know, because if I want to know about it and you want to know about it, trust me, other people want to know about it too. All right, my friends, today we are talking about caretakers, the ones everyone leans on and the ones who show up, the ones who handle everything and make sure everybody else is okay. If that's you, stick around, because this show is absolutely for you, okay? Because there's a pattern. So, well, let me start here. How many of you are the person that everyone calls first? Not who do you call, but how many call you, okay? When something's wrong, when someone needs a ride, a shoulder, an answer, a fix, how many people call you? But it doesn't matter. You have a big project due, but a friend calls to chat, and so you drop everything to talk with them for hours. Or you set aside a Saturday to finish cleaning your house, but a friend or family member wants you to watch their kids so they can go to a movie, and you do it. This is the pattern that I see over and over and over again. Caretakers will handle everyone's responsibilities, everyone's emotions, everyone's needs, and then if there's anything left over, maybe they'll take care of themselves. Here's the problem. There's usually nothing left. Have you noticed that? And it's not because you don't care about you. It's because somewhere along the way you learned taking care of yourself is optional. Or worse, you've learned that it's selfish, that it is something you earn after everyone else is handled. But why do we do this, right? Why do caretakers do this to themselves? Well, there's a few reasons, and please listen to these and not just nod past them, because some of them might be uncomfortable, some of them you may not want to hear, but you know what? You need to hear it. One of the first reasons, being needed feels like being loved. I know that one can hurt. I get it. I've done the exact same thing. It's like, oh, they need me. This is what, you know, I'm loved and they love me. No, not necessarily. If people depend on you, we think that's proof that we matter. So the idea of not being needed, even for an afternoon, can feel like losing your place. And I've had that. I've had friends and family members who will text me and they'd be like, look at this mic I got. And I'm like, how come you didn't ask me what kind of mic you might want or need? You know, this is the first thing that's go through my head. I'll just text. I'm like, oh, that looks great. What kind is it? But in my head, I'm like, because I had misidentified that if they need me for information, need me for that, to know what microphone to buy, you know, because I have that tech background, that I'm loved and they love me. So please look at this. Being needed feels like being loved, but it is not. It is absolutely not the same, especially if they're not there for you also. Okay. I mean, and look how fast I turned that around. They got a mic without me. I'm not needed. I'm not loved. That's a rabbit hole, my friend. None of us need to be in. So just really look at that. Being needed feels like being loved, but it is not the same thing. Number two, you confuse self-care with selfishness. This comes up so often. Somewhere, someone taught you that a good person puts others first, always, no exceptions. Some of you are like me and learned it in religion. Other people in different cultures and different family situations or media, I don't know. But nobody taught you that the second half of that sentence, that a good person puts other people first, the other half of that sentence is a person running on empty isn't actually putting anyone first. They're just running on empty in front of people. Okay. How many of you exhaust yourself trying to take care of other people? Yeah. And, you know, and let me say, this isn't about not contributing or whatever. I'm not telling you to turn it right around and go, I'm doing nothing for no one. No, 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 no. This is about including you in the equation of your life. I know, crazy concept. Okay. And not just you, but your self-care. So, which leads us to number three of the reasons why, some of the reasons, and these are just three of the reasons, there's so many, but third reason that I've seen a lot is you think rest needs to be earned. I'm so guilty of this one. I'd love to say it's in the past. It's in the past of yesterday. But how many of us have said, I'll rest when this is done? I'll take care of myself after I handle everything. I'll eat right, I'll exercise or whatever it is. I'll take care of my body later. First, I must finish this. I must get this stabilized. But if we're waiting to take care of ourselves when everything is handled, is everything ever all handled? If somebody actually finishes their to-do list, like their life to-do list, not just like I'm going to do one task today, but like here's everything I need to be handling. If anybody has that, let me know. But everything is never handled. That finish line moves every time you get close to it. Have you ever noticed that? You start that one project, suddenly you have five more things added to it. You go over here and have this conversation, and then you get all this other stuff. All these other little things add to the to-do or that need to be handled. Or, you know, you take care of this for your friend or family, and all of a sudden everything you've been working on is delayed, and then you're behind. And then, yeah, I don't need to keep going on about that because we've all been there. You've heard it. You've done it. Okay, but here's what's interesting is we don't actually look at the actual cost of caretaking for everybody else and ourselves last. See, and this is why I'm calling it the caretaker trap, okay? Because here's what nobody tells the caretakers. This doesn't make you, putting yourself last doesn't actually make you more helpful. It makes you less helpful. What, Danielle? Yeah. Putting yourself last doesn't make you more helpful, it makes you less helpful. When you're running yourself from a place of empty, here's what it costs you. Your patience goes first. Anybody else? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your presence, like being present, is the next to go. You're there, but you're not really. Have you ever had that where you're like, I'm here. What did you say? What? I'm sorry. I can't seem to follow right now. Yeah. Because you're not actually present because you're running on empty. And then you start giving from obligation instead of love. Love is the thing that got us to wanting to contribute, wanting to caretake for other people, and then we start resenting it. Then we're like, oh, they always call me. Ah, but I can't say no because I love them. We have a past or whatever, right? We have a history. And here's the thing is people can feel the difference. When you show up from obligation, people feel that and they don't like it. You don't like it. And then that's the last one is you get resentful of the very people you're trying to help. And then you feel guilty for being resentful, which makes you push harder, which empties you further. And that's the trap. Okay? It's not that caring for others is wrong, as I've said. Please do contribute. But you cannot pour from a version of you that isn't there. The more you diminish yourself, the less of you there is to give. I cannot emphasize that enough. And I've said it in a lot of shows of the more you diminish, the less of you there is to give. And I actually think that's the ultimate selfishness, to have less of you in the world. You know, how dare you not share yourself with the world? And not from a place of depletion, but from a place of you, complete you. And then shine, shine brightly, shine beautiful, shine amazing. Okay. Self-care, my friend, is not a luxury. I've said this time and time again. Self-care is not a luxury. It's a requirement. Self-care is not something to be put last. It is not something you earn. It is dynamically very required. Not for indulgence, not for pampering, for capacity. You know, and let me talk about that for a minute, because we think, you know, that's why those words indulgence or pampering, it's like, oh, if I take care of myself, it's indulgence or pampering. No, it's actually creating you, nurturing you, so you have more capacity. Because the more you take care of you, the more of you there is actually to contribute to the people you love, right? And I'll say again, this isn't about doing less for others. It's about making sure that there's a person, you, doing it. Not a depleted run, running on fumes and calling it love. Okay? This self-care is, especially for a caretaker, because what's interesting is, like, I learned this from a very sweet, kind, amazing hospice nurse. Because when me, my mom, and my grandma were taking care of my grandfather who had dementia, and he wasn't sleeping, like, ever. I don't know how he did it. And so we would take 24-hour shifts following him around. Literally, he would just walk around the house, try to get him in bed. He'd be in bed for like maybe 10, 15 minutes and then get up. And, you know, because he didn't know, like, oh, I haven't slept long. He's like, oh, I'm awake. Let's go. And so we'd follow him around the house literally all day. So we would take a 24-hour shift doing that. And when hospice started getting involved, this amazing nurse actually showed up and said, I'm here. You guys all need to leave and go to a movie. And we're like, what? No. She's like, uh-uh. Caretakers drop first before the people they're taking care of do, because they're not taking care of themselves, and they will deplete themselves to make sure the other person is okay. She's like, so I'm here. You leave. All three of you leave. Go take care of yourself. Refill your cup so that you can actually do this when I'm not here. She was so kind, and I never forgot that. Those words, caretakers drop first before their patients. And I'm like, you're right. So this is inspired by her of, like, I wasn't doing my grandfather just a kindness by depleting myself and then getting angry at him. Where are you doing that in your life? Where you caretaking so dynamically that you're forgetting yourself and depleting yourself and then showing up angry or frustrated or hurt. It's time to make a change. And we're going to go to our break here. And when we come back, I have 5 tips on how to shift that out of the trap and back into that first energy of love, contribution, and actually desiring to be in that give and flow of the universe. All right. All right, my friends, you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
And welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. And today we're doing a topic that might be a little touchy, might be sensitive, and really needs to be heard. Today we're talking about the caretaker trap. Okay, so please re-listen to the first part because I laid out like what it is, why we do it, and the beauty in it, but that please take care of you, because taking care of you is required, because if you don't take care of you, you show up depleted, you have less of you, and you're actually not as good of a caretaker. Let me just say that. If I can't get it through, like, you know, take care of yourself so you're, you know, take care of yourself so you could be a better caretaker. A little manipulation here for Monday. All right. So how do you shift that then, right? You're like, okay, Danielle, how do I get out of that caretaker trap? What do I do? All right. Well, I got you. You know me. I always love my tips. 5 tips on how to shift out of the caretaker trap while still being a contribution to other people, while still caring for them and caring for yourself. Okay. And these tips are also for not just for like the next 10 minutes, but it's like how to actually shift it so you don't go back to your old patterns. All right, number 1, Help doesn't mean giving everything. Yeah. As caretakers, we've misidentified that we have to give everything. But being helpful doesn't require being depleted. Full people help better than empty ones. And when you do everything for someone, you can accidentally take away their own ability to do it for themselves. Real help makes room for their contribution, not just yours. Okay? And we do this so often. Let me give everything. Oh, I had more in store. Let me give that too. No. We need full. You know how that expression was, it hurt people hurt people? Well, full people fills people up. Oh, I like that. I like that. I'll have to use that again. Full people fill people up. Well, that sounds kind of dirty too. Eh, but you know I'm a little dirty. All right. Tip number two. Or shift number two. Practice being asked, what do you need? And answer it. Most caretakers freeze on that question or push it away. What do you need? I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. I'm good. You know, I'm good, I'm good. It's okay. Okay? We need to practice this because we've practiced for years pushing it away. We actually need to practice at being asked, what do you need? And I challenge you, start small. Answer it even if it's just to yourself. What do I need? A nap. I might need a nap. But yeah, answer it at least to yourself and ask it out loud because, you know, or write it down. There is something somatically that changes when you say it out loud or you write it down. So please do is like practice being asked, what do you need? Even if it's just to yourself. And then when somebody else says, hey, what do you need? Answer them truthfully. Don't push it away. Not just, oh, I'm fine. Don't bother me. Or don't bother with me. I'm good. Please respond to that. Answer it. Receive it. Hear it. Answer it. Answer it. Answer it. With a real answer. Not just, I'm good. Because you're not. You're not good. Okay? Tip number three. Or shift number three. Let someone else carry something. Not everything, not just one thing, one thing. Notice how uncomfortable that is. And that discomfort is the actual work. Because first of all, that comfort will give you an awareness of like, holy crap, where have I been trying to be everything for everyone on this? I'll reference again, because this is true. It happened last week. Somebody sent me a picture of a lavalier mic that they bought. They're like, look, I'm doing this. I'm getting it better. They were celebrating. They were sharing with me because they knew I could appreciate it with, again, my tech background, right? But I was so used being the one who everybody comes to. It was like, what kind of mic should I buy? What kind of camera should I do? How should I do this? That the fact that they had done it by themselves, I was like, and it was this, it was like, let someone else carry something. They were doing it on their own, which should have been a celebration. But instead I took it as I'm not needed. Luckily that didn't last too long because I asked myself this question, right? So let someone else carry something, not everything, one thing. And if it's not, you know, a simple thing like, oh, somebody did a mic on their own. When somebody says, hey, I know you've been caring for your mom a lot. Is there anything I can contribute or do for you or let me do for her? Let them. This is what I'm talking about. I know it'll be uncomfortable. I know it goes against the core of who you think you are. But you need to practice letting people contribute to you, contribute to the people you're caretaking. Takes a village, right? It really does. All right, shift number four. Schedule for yourself like you schedule for everybody else. And this is one of the things I work on with my clients a lot, because I work with so many people like, I'm just too busy. I can't take care of my body. I'm too busy. I can't take care of my mental health. So I'm like, schedule it. Because if you notice, if it's not on the calendar, it doesn't happen. And you do this for every other commitment, for every other person in your life, but not for you. So I ask my clients, schedule it in. That moment when you're having the mental health, for their mental health, the meditation, the movement for your body, the nap, the massage, the just being out in nature for 15 minutes with a cup of coffee, enjoying and regulating that nervous system. Schedule it in and then don't override it. That's the other part, is people are just like, I scheduled it in, but then I found something else to have an emergency for. And I'm like, oh my gosh, please, if you're going to stick to your schedule for everything else, make you just as important as them. Okay. And if you ever want to work with me on any of this kind of stuff, please do check out my website, danielle.com, and let's have a chat and see how we can shift things. Shift number 5, catch when you say things like, I'll rest after, or I'll do that later, or yeah, I'm fine. Those are all words that you, sentences and phrases that you really need to be aware of, okay? Every time you hear yourself say it, pause and ask, after what? And actually, you know, I'll rest after. I'll do that later. After what? After what? Ask yourself, is there an actual finish line, or is it just a moving target? Okay. Shift number 6, let people see you receive, not just give. And this one's uncomfortable on purpose, my friends. Caretakers are often much better at being needed than being helped. And that's a thread I've kind of woven throughout this entire show. Please let people help you. Because remember that feeling of joy and expansion and like when you initially started caretaking and contributing to people? Other people need that too. That's why I said earlier, it's in the motion and flow of that giving and receiving. Why would you deny somebody else the blessing and gift of giving, even if it's to you? So let people see you receive, not just give. All right, my friends, take a breath. Ask yourself gently, no judgment, just noticing. Where have I been treating my own care as optional? Who would you still be able to show up for if you actually took care of yourself first? That isn't selfish. That's actually selfless. Taking care of yourself is selfless. You don't have to stop being the person people lean on, but you need to stop disappearing you to do it. Okay, taking care of yourself was never selfish. It's what makes you being able to keep showing up for people you love and for yourself. I'll say that again. Taking care of yourself is not selfish. It is selfless. We think taking care of others more than ourselves is selfless, but it's not. That is the selfish. Okay. So please, look at this. Take that moment. Where have you been treating your own self-care as optional? Because it's not. It's required for you to show up for you and for you to show up for other people and you to show up for the world. All right, my friends, have a fun week, a magical week. Take care of yourself throughout the week. And join me next week. Because you know what? I'll be back. I hope you are too. Thanks, everyone. Have a great one.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.